every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Carbon agenda
is huge.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days, brought to you in association with Cornwall Innovation, accelerating the growth of business in Cornwall. In a moment, we'll be learning more about a survey from the East Cornwall Local Action Group, but first a roundup of some of the leading news stories with Matthew Clark.
Controversial plans to build a Waitrose supermarket and a park and ride to the east of Truro are set to go ahead after winning a judicial review. Truro City Council had opposed the £40 million scheme, which also allows for 97 homes, a household recycling centre, and a Taste of Cornwall food store, saying that it would be detrimental to the city centre shopping area. However, proposals to build a new Tesco on school playing fields in Newquay have been abandoned. Newquay Tretheras Academy had been hoping to sell off part of its land to the supermarket to raise money to replace old buildings, but contract terms could not be agreed. St Ives has been chosen as the host town for a major international festival renowned for attracting some of the biggest names in the broadcasting and film world. The 35th annual Celtic Media Festival will be held next April and will showcase the very best film, television, radio and digital media to emerge from the Celtic nations, including Cornwall, within the past year.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
This week we're heading up to East Cornwall to look at the East Cornwall Local Action Group's survey to find out what businesses in the area want. Now, this is all being spearheaded by Linda Emmett.
East Cornwall Local Action Group is part of the Rural Development Programme for England, with DEFRA as the managing authority and Cornwall Development Agency as the accountable body. South West Lakes Trust have a role being funded by the East Cornwall Local Action Group to link together the businesses on the moor and bring them into contact with the lakes.
James Platts is from South West Lakes Trust.
Well, some of the key challenges is getting the right staff, as most people say, and making sure we are there and providing the right service for everybody. Other things are our location. We've got a great visitor attraction next door in Devon, and obviously much further west than West Cornwall. So it's getting people to stop and enjoy the great environment we have here around Bobbin Moor. Well, the biggest challenge is the fact that we're quite rural. It's quite a large area running from Bude up on the north coast down to the Rain Peninsula. And you've got the rural uplands in the middle of Bodmin Moor. So making sure that we can communicate across that large area is difficult for all businesses. And making sure we join up and speak to each other to share experiences and also work out we can attract people to stop here in East Cornwall, whether they'd coming as far as Devon or going on to Cornwall.
Among the issues that we know are facing businesses are the huge communication challenges due to the vast area of East Cornwall.
Serena Buckeridge-Hobbs is from Jerry's Originals Ice Creams in Lanson.
It's very difficult to get your voice heard in East Cornwall. Maybe to be get the publicity out there, some funding for people to know that you're actually in the area, and we all need help in developing our small businesses. Well, obviously here on Penygillam Industrial Estate, it is quite good having the A30 right in front of us, so we're able to go south, east and west, and north, of course. So the A30 is a great benefit. Well, it would be nice to have small businesses' voices heard in the area, so we would be able to inform people that we were here, anything we needed, basically to get the voice of the small business heard in East Cornwall.
We've just heard about some of the challenges facing businesses due to the large size of the East Cornwall area, the communication issues, but some companies are working creatively to address these.
Joe Parsons runs the Arthurian Centre near Camelford.
Always getting a new idea out into the local economy is just, it's difficult. You know, we don't have huge amounts of money behind us for marketing campaigns, that kind of thing. So you start small, you spend as little as you can, and away you go. But in the past, we've had various tourism funds, we've had various funds from farm-based funding as well. So European funding has helped, but it's just accessing it and also dragging some of the business up into the north and east here, which people get the impression that things happen around Truro and, you know, further down near Eden, that sort of thing. So we've always had a bit of a struggle up here. In the last couple of years, we've had one of the Hollywood armourers has brought some film memorabilia in. That sort of always helps, something new. We also found that over the years that if we start with our archaeology on site, it's something that changes every year. So, you know, we're not putting in a new attraction that dates quickly. We've actually got something we can say to people, come back year after year. We have a very rural economy, so the biggest thing is to do things that people can spend time undercover, especially after last summer. There needs to be more here that is undercover, and also to stick with things you know.
It's really tough. I mean, East Cornwall is spread out. The road network's not very good. What roads there are got potholes in them. And it's all these things add cost and problems to running a small business.
Kim Conchie is Chief Executive of Cornwall Chamber of Commerce.
However, there is a lot of help in Cornwall for small businesses, both from EU grants, from mentoring, training and loans and all these things that are there. They are there if you've got time to look for them. And one of the problems in coming out of recession is that everybody's so busy running their business, making sure they don't miss an opportunity to expand that business, that they haven't got time to look for the longer term, which is where all this help really, you know, comes to fruition. And what it means is that you're faced, you know, running twice as hard to keep the thing going at the moment with all the problems of rurality that we've discussed. But you've got to be careful. You're not a busy fool.
The survey we hope to undertake is to find out the needs and aspirations of the micro-businesses within the East Cornwall area, to understand the challenges they're facing and the issues that are causing them problems. We've supported many businesses with our grant funding programme, but we know that there are many more under the radar.
For more information, go to eastcornwallbusiness.co.uk.
Now let's have a look at what's coming up in the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew. Your Channel 4 news will be coming live from Foy on Monday, that's August the 19th, as part of a series of pop-up shows to gauge just how real the economic recovery is in Britain. Throughout the day, the C4N team will be meeting businesses and consumers from the region, reporting their views on the economy and how it's affecting them. If you'd like to get involved with the broadcast and have some stories to share, you can tweet at Channel 4 News using the hashtag C4 News Group. Following day, it's the Cornwall Chamber Big Breakfast on Tuesday, August the 20th, which this month will be coming from Penventon Hotel in Redruth. Among the presentations will be the company's showcases from Viridor, Unlocking Potential and the Miracle Theatre Company. Also on the same day, over at the Health and Wellbeing Centre in Truro, Export Cornwall will be hosting an Explore Your Potential workshop. For more details on this, as usual, visit our website, businesscornwall.co.uk.
And there'll be more from the business world in Cornwall in the next 7 days on the 7 days podcast. 7 days podcast brought to you by Cornwall Innovation, accelerating the growth of business in Cornwall.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
7 days is produced for Business Cornwall by Kernopods.